so.
You got a meeting? You got
to? Tomorrow evening. Mm-hmm. A couple, so I won't be able to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we'll just go ahead with it now.
Okay. You said you were me when Nicole colored would be.
White.
Okay. Any other names for white people?
We don't use any other except white.
Mm-hmm. What about a child that's born to, say one parent's white and the other parent's black?
And mixed.
Okay. Any expressions for?
No, it'd be half white and half black. Huh?
What would you call, say, have you ever heard any expressions for, say, a very light-skinned Negro?
Mulatto.
Okay. Any other?
No, I don't think of anything else now. Mm-hmm.
What about very dark-skinned?
Real black.
Mm-hmm. And, do you remember what black people used to call the man that they'd work for?
Boss.
Okay. Any other expressions?
Mm-hmm.
Give your master, master.
I never heard them say it. I reckon they used it, but I never heard them.
Uh-huh. And what would you call, say, white people that weren't very well off, that hadn't had much chance for an education, but didn't seem to really try? They just seemed sort of lazy and maybe just on welfare and didn't.
White people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just don't want to do any better, huh? I wouldn't think. That's just their way, and then it's lazy.
Well, have you ever heard an expression like rednecks or poor white trash?
I've heard poor white trash, but mm-hmm. Never heard them called rednecks.
What did poor white trash refer to?
Well, just people, as you said, that don't want to do any better. They won't depend on somebody else. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't care.
Mm-hmm. Anything black people would call white people like that?
I never heard them call them anything.
Mm-hmm. Is there, what words might a black person use to insult a white person?
I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. And say someone who, person who lives sort of out in the country, and when he got into town, everyone noticed him, you know. He just seemed to be really from out in the country. What might you call him?
A hick.
Okay. Any other expressions like that?
I don't know any others.
Mm-hmm. What about the term cracker?
Well, we refer to crackers, and you never hear that much. You used to hear of it as a Georgia cracker, anybody mm-hmm. from Georgia. But you don't hear it much anymore.
Mm-hmm. What about Hoosier?
Never.
And say at a party, you might look at your watch and say it's around 11:30 or so. You say, we'd better be getting on. It's
getting late.
Or it's what, midnight? It's
near midnight.
Okay. And say if you were walking outside, it was real icy. You say, I didn't actually fall down, but I slipped and
almost fell.
Or I like
to have fallen down.
What's that?
Almost right to have fallen down.
Okay. And say if someone's waiting for you to get ready and ask if you'll be ready soon, you might say, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
And say if you know if you were going to Tallahassee and you know you're on the right road but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask how
far is it.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how many times I did something, like how many times I went to town, you'd ask me how.
How often have you gone?
Okay. And talking about parts of the body, this part of my head is my...
Your forehead.
And this is my...
Hair.
And on a man, hair here...
Beard.